I'm Glenn Rawson, and welcome. To any of you of the tribe of Ephraim, please take note of this story. Solomon, the ancient king of Israel, turned his heart from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sought another. One day, Jeroboam, an Ephraimite and a mighty man of valor, was walking down the road with the prophet Ahijah when Ahijah caught the new garment Jeroboam was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces. "Take thee 10 pieces," he said, "for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and I will give 10 tribes to thee. And thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shalt be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, I will be with thee and build thee a sure house." If only Jeroboam would keep the Lord's commandments, he would have his heart's desire, and his family would rule Israel forever. Just imagine. Well, Solomon learned of it and tried to kill Jeroboam, who was forced into exile in Egypt. After Solomon's death, Rehoboam, his son, became king and through a series of unwise political maneuvers lost the confidence of the 10 northern tribes of Israel. "To your tents, O Israel," they cried to Rehoboam, "now see to thine own house, David." And the 10 northern tribes rejected the royal line of David and turned instead to Jeroboam and made him king over all Israel. From that day forward, Israel was a divided nation. Suddenly, Jeroboam had it all and the 10 piece promise that it would be forever. However, the temple was in Jerusalem, and if the people wanted to worship in the house of the Lord, they had to travel to Jerusalem, Rehoboam's domain. Moreover, the priests and Levites would stay with the temple. Therefore, this most respected segment of society allied themselves with Rehoboam. And lastly, the great celebratory feasts of Israel were held in Jerusalem. This troubled Jeroboam. He forgot the Lord's 10-piece promise to him, and to keep his people home, he ordained his own priests of the lowest of his people, who were not of the tribe of Levi. And worst of all, Jeroboam crafted 2 golden calves. "Behold thy gods, O Israel," he cried, "which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." He set one calf up in Bethel and the other in Dan. Idolatry. Jeroboam turned the hearts of the 10 northern tribes of Israel away from the one true God, and they never went back. Finally, in 722 BC, Assyria conquered them and carried Ephraim and the 10 tribes of Israel into captivity, where they were scattered and lost. Now, a short time ago, I stood in Israel at Dan, on the exact spot where that golden calf had once been. And I could see in those ruins the past. I could imagine it. I felt sorrow. I felt betrayal. It was here that my grandfathers of Ephraim and Israel lost it all. Their land, their faith, their sacred identity. And they would remain a lost and scattered people, not even knowing who they were for the next 2,500 years until Moses restored the keys of the gathering to Joseph Smith. Yes, I took it personal, for it was personal. Those ancients on that spot were our grandfathers of the tribe of Ephraim. That spot was not holy. It was profane. For there they betrayed a sacred trust. Ephraim, my fellows, may it never happen again.
Let us all press on in the work of the Lord, that when life is o'er, we may gain a reward. In the fight for right, let us wield the sword, the mighty sword of truth.
For the Lord our God.